You are with Phoenix 98FM live at Latitude Festival, and joining me now are two of the performers from Queer House Party, one of the hardest working groups here today, at the festival, I have to say. So welcome to Phoenix FM. Folks, first things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hello, my name is Harry Gay. I'm one of the DJs from Queer House Party.
Yeah, there we go.
And I'm Nick, or Parser, and also one of the other DJs out of the three DJs. And then we have two hosts.
Who aren't here,
unfortunately. Yeah. But Watcher or Seren is the other DJ. And then there's Tali and Liv, who are our hosts. And that's us.
Excellent. And you have a very full-on few days here, because you've just done two nights of, what about, I think it was about, like, half ten till three,
so we did that Thursday night, or just the five of us. Last night there was 10 of us, because we worked with a sex worker collective called Cybertees, so they came and performed with us and danced all night, so that was really nice. And then tonight we're doing it again from half 10 until 3 a.m. and we have drag performers, and we also have a secret guest.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's really exciting. It's been a great couple of days.
Excellent. And how did Queer House Party come about?
Basically, we were all living together in the pandemic, and we started throwing parties on Zoom. And that was literally it. A Zoom party, and it just blew up massively. And we've just been putting on in real life and Zoom parties still. We've just been on tour with years and years supporting them. Been on stage with Self Esteem yesterday, and we're throwing parties at every festival this summer. So it's like one of those things. It started off as just like a group of mates doing something nice in the pandemic, and it's gotten really out of hand. But we're very lucky, very fortunate, and I've quit my day job.
Amazing. Oh, well done. And you know, say the people that you've worked with. So how did the show with Years and Years come about?
He's just a big fan of ours, and he offered to perform at one of our events for free, because we definitely couldn't afford him. And he like did a surprise set at midnight at one of our shows in London. And then we just became mates, and then they asked us to go on tour with them and support, open the show for them. So that was really nice. We've been doing that the most of summer up until now. It's finished now. But yeah, it was great. And I never thought that I would play Wembley, but here we are. I was a social worker 3 months ago.
That is an amazing turn of events. So very well done to you. So what kind of music can people expect from a Queer House Party night?
Well, all three of the DJs do a whole load of different stuff. Like Watcher, who's not here, does lots of like R&B edits and more sort of global club stuff. And then I do like garage and like breakbeat and house. And Harry, you kind of sometimes play really, really wild drum and bass edits. I just play anything that makes me happy. Mainly house and pop. I know the bangers that get people dancing, but I also enjoy when it gets later on in the night and I can get a bit creative. I'm going to say that, but leave it there.
Yes. And that's a good incentive for people to come to one of your shows, so they can see just how creative you can get.
Okay. It's a good mix. We don't stick to one genre. I know a lot of parties do that, but I think it's important for us to, we want to create a vibe where anything goes, I guess. And that like comes from like what people are wearing, how people are presenting, the music we play. Like there's no set rules, and it just means that people are just comfortable when they come. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I guess I would say, I think the reason why people kind of enjoy coming to us is because rather than like sticking to one genre, and I feel like sometimes that can become like a bit exclusive, like if there's
agreed,
yeah, if there's like one style or one way to look, which obviously people do those parties really well, and not to diss that at all, but I think what people come to us for is just that mix of everything that just kind of makes it like everyone's sort of on an even platform. And nothing's like prioritized, so I think that's what we like. Yeah.
Excellent. Good attitude, and it's definitely served you well so far. So what is coming up for the Queer House Party for the rest of the summer and the year?
So we're doing the party tonight, and then we're doing a 10-hour, we're taking over a stage at Secret Garden Party tomorrow, so we've got to leave very early in the morning. on very little sleep, and then do that for 10 hours. We've got body movements next weekend. We're going to be at Wilderness on the Saturday night. Going to see Gates in Hungary. Yeah. Boomtown. We did 2 nights at Boomtown. Margate Pride, that's one we were looking forward to the most, because we also get to see the Sugar Babes. But yeah, it's really, really busy, and we're very fortunate. And we do throw our own parties in London, and they're usually every other month. We're taking a break just for the festival season. But once things settle down, we're going to be releasing a date in London, and people do travel from all over to come down. So yeah, if you're interested in coming, we're on all socials at Queer House Party, and we post all of our events on there. There's loads of them. We don't sleep.
That's the impression I'm getting. So yes, I was gonna say kind of like, where can people find out more? But it's at Queer House Party on all the socials.
Yeah, apart from Twitter, which is Queer Party House, because someone had Queer House Party. But we don't really use Twitter that much. We're not very good at it. But just Instagram or Facebook or whatever works. We tweet sometimes. Not in months. Just don't follow it.
Okay, so Facebook and Instagram are the main places to go. Excellent. Well, good luck with all the performances that are coming up. As you say, you've got another nearly all nighter going on tonight, and I hope all the other events go well. It's phenomenal what you're doing, and yes, we look forward to hearing more. Queer House Party, thank you very much for chatting to us today.
Thank you so much.